For some reason, there it is. All right.
Yeah.
Let's try this again. Welcome.
I was about
on a second pop up of Run to Tell That podcast. Okay, y'all already, everybody know what our names are. Okay, I don't know what the hell happened, but somehow Royo shit was like, it wouldn't let me get in there.
I wasn't even.
So it was showing that you were still, I know you wasn't. So I was like, well, let me just go ahead and just start another live. And then hopefully, wherever it is, it should close you out on the other one.
All I know is you said about G-Man was gone. Next thing I know, I tried to add him back in. Next thing I know, I was in the room with him. He was by himself. Then I tried to get back into the room with you. I heard you talking. I seen everybody else down at the bottom. I was like, I don't know what the fuck going on. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, Callie.
Well, that was really fucked up. What the hell just happened, man? Y'all were scrambled and everything. Hey, Miss Cheesecake. Yeah,
we don't know.
I don't know, Ken.
What's up, Miss Cheesecake?
I think you shut it down. What's going on? I think you shut it down, though.
What's going on?
It only started messing up as soon as Callie started leaving all the messages. No, I'm just playing.
Started talking shit on this.
Exactly.
Dreary Saturday.
Yeah,
man.
Damn, forgot what the hell we were talking about it the last time. Damn, sound like a bunch of messages.
I don't remember.
Well, hey, hey, it's your girl, Miss Cheesecake, coming to Clap and Tap and showing love. Everybody in the chat, make sure y'all follow and share, Run and Tell That podcast. What y'all in here talking about? What's going on? Gee. 46, G-Man, and Rose. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to the room. I'm listening.
I heard that. I heard that, Gerard. That's what I was thinking. I was like, well, damn.
Oh, I was sitting here. I was like, who the heck blocked me? I was almost got my feelings hurt. Oh, I was sitting here. I was like, who the heck blocked me? I was almost got my feelings hurt. Welcome back, fellas.
Yeah, we just,
I don't know what
we
happened.
Didn't even know. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. We didn't even know what was going on.
I can tell you what happened. And next thing you know, y'all was talking about them goddamn freak off parties and shit went awry after that.
I know. As soon as I said G-Man's name was on that damn list. Being at them damn P. Diddy parties, everything went crazy right after that.
I know. Look, and then I start saying, I've been around, I've been around the world.
And then you disappeared. And yes. Then that's when shit got fucked up.
So, you know what's so funny about it, man? Like, I, and not to bring politics in it right quick, but you know they said that, President Obama at the time was at the party. You know what I mean? And then somebody messed around, like they played him talking about a P. Diddy. No, he was talking about a P. He wasn't at a P. Diddy party. He was just talking about it. But guess who was there? Trump.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Any doubt.
It's just so crazy how people try to reword things to actually make someone else look bad. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I mean, it's crazy, man.
And I know, like I said, another name that I saw in there was G-Man. And the last time we was all hanging out, I thought I saw one of those 1,000 bottles of damn baby oil sitting over there on the counter. I was like,
hey, don't pick that up. Look,
you got to do what you got to do.
No, don't pick that up.
You got to do what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do. I ain't gonna question it. I said, all right.
No, don't pick that one on me. Now, the only thing that you see around here is some germ eggs for your hands and all that stuff like that. You ain't going to see no baby oil. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You might see a bottle of wine or something and all that, but no baby oil.
I know the other day I went in row room and I was gonna use this charger for my phone. I saw like 3 or 4 bottles of lube. I was like, what the fuck y'all two got going on?
What?
One got lube and the other one got baby oil. What the fuck?
Well, look.
It is skin moisturizer. Moisturizer.
And Ro told me
that. Moisturizer. That what you call it?
Hey, look. That what you call it? Ro told me the other day. He went inside your room. He had the you had the combination platter. You had the lube and the baby oil mix up. And a mitten. You had a mitten.
Well, whatever. Whatever you see in my room, we need to keep it in there. We don't need to be talking about it on here. But we can talk about what I saw and you know in row room and what I saw at your house.
No, sir, that's not how this worked now. Man, that shit crazy.
But you know, I mean, like, it's so much of stuff. It's so much stuff that going on in this world right now, man. It's like crazy. It's like, man, like I would never ever thought that some of the stuff that's going on, like, you know, like actually, like what the Bible was saying, rumors of war. Well, we got wars going on. We got like people like taking digs at one another and all that stuff like that. It's just like it's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Oh, that's what it was. Stereo got excited and shit. Y'all was talking about the freak outs. They, you know what I'm saying? They was like, well, shit, our booty hole's slippery anyways. Let me go ahead and pooch you into the matrix and shit. Speaking of the freak outs, Diddy, nigga, Nick Diddy, 1,000 bottles of baby oil, though? 1,000. You know how much that shit is? Like, you can't just walk into a regular, you know, convenience store, little grocery store, and just buy that amount. Hell, it's questionable if you're buying 3. Hell, I got the same bottle of baby oil I had 18 months ago. Like, what the fuck was you doing, sir? There's something in that. If y'all ever watched, what's that movie called? Blink Twice? It's going to make sense to y'all.
Well, Ro, how much does it cost for the lube?
I wouldn't know. I don't even know what you told me. That's the only thing I can go off of.
I just know what I saw in your room when I went to go get the charger. I had to turn around. I said, well, I guess my phone gonna die tonight because I ain't finna be digging around.
Sliding out your hand.
Hell.
Why can't we talk about what's in your room, Gerard? What's up? What's up? That means you got a secret somewhere. Where is it? Under the mattress? Where is it? Is it in a sock? In a drawer? Oh, in a shoe? What you got hiding?
He said you got a pocket pussy in your sock. God damn.
God damn. I'm not even going to entertain that conversation. There ain't nothing in my room but clothes and shoes and a TV.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, y'all. They said those freakouts last for days. Like all night and all day for a few days. So if he did that on a regular basis, oh please. And the baby oil, he had that shipped to his place. The whole truck full. One delivery.
Hey Ro, you'll play that on.
Hey guys, hope you're having a good evening. I'm pretty sure that P. Diddy shops at Costco. Probably. And if you don't have a Costco, it's probably Sam's Club, but I'm sure he's buying in bulk somewhere.
Yes.
Ro, don't you got a Sam's Club car?
Nah, mine expired. I ain't re-up on it. Yeah. Okay. Oh. I mean, I don't know why you're trying to
play that
right now.
Oh, there it is. Oh, shit. You'll play that last message.
Oh, that remind me of that game I Spy. I think I'm saying it right. I Spy Color Yellow. Name one thing in your surroundings right now that's yellow.
What, Gerard, what you got, a flogger?
Said what?
You got a flogger, you got a whip, you got some nipple clamps.
They got none. What?
Huh?
What?
Huh?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Listen, you should not be ashamed.
Well, guys, I'm only going to be able to hang with you for about 30 minutes, then I got to hit the road. I'm going over to my son's house to be with his wife and some friends. We're going to watch the Georgia-Alabama game. Yes. Go Bulldogs.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up, yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to be on too long either.
No.
So are you an Alabama or Georgia fan, Callie?
She just said she's a Georgia fan. She said go Bulldogs.
She did? Yeah. But man, look, I missed the whole last part of what she's saying. Guess what? Hopefully, it'll be an entertaining game. You know what I mean? We just hope. We just don't need one team to take advantage of the situation. And that, 9 times out of 10, that normally be Georgia. Because they got a pretty good team.
Gerard says, what? You heard what he said.
Yeah, I don't have those things in my surround. I don't know what we're talking about.
Hey, it's okay, Gerard.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, listen, this is a safe space, baby. Okay? This is a safe space.
But I will tell everyone that you, G-Man, Dell, and JP, y'all going to the Swingers Club.
I mean, well.
Well, everybody get quiet.
I don't mind being a voyeur. I watch, see what's going on.
That's what y'all said. So y'all got to get prepared for those y'all start back, going to the freak off.
I don't want no part of the freak off.
Listen, I think you were leaving out the part where you said you was going.
What's that noise?
I thought you was
somebody getting a delivery.
Yeah,
somebody getting a delivery of baby oil and lube. That was going on in the background.
Greg, you do realize that Gerard said he walking around at the swingers club with a cock ring on and the goddamn pocket pussy on go. He on demon time. He said he ain't coming to touch nothing.
I didn't say I was going. Y'all said y'all were going. Then y'all put that in the group chat. Then Dale put it in the group chat. I thought y'all were going.
Nah, but you was the one that said, "Hey, look, I'm the single. I'm the one that's single. I will go. I don't mind, doing the recons and let everybody know what's going on in the swingers club." That's when you said you was gonna put your cock ring on, had a pocket pussy. And then you said,
"Yeah, I know."
Getting hammered out real good. You said you may stop, rub your nipple a little bit, that let the pocket pussy go to like level two. So you say you can match homeboy energy and shit. Listen, this is a safe space. It's okay.
I'm the most innocent person.
We a team. Just know that, Gerard. We are a fucking team, dog.
No, one of the older ladies is backing up.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to go on a limb and get out of character, but baby oil, women don't use that because it would probably throw off their pH. So if they would have said something like coconut oil, then I would know that it would be applied on a woman. But baby oil, nah, that's not applied on a woman.
Now y'all need to go somewhere. You're not coming down here, apparently. I give up on that. And now you're talking about going to some kind of club or whatever like that. And you sound like you don't even want to do that. What do you all do? Do you all ever get out and go do something all together? Hmm? Do you? I'm going to talk to Marie. Marie down here. I'm all right. I bet you and I could hang out faster than they would. I bet you.
Well, I mean, I just said I wasn't gonna go to the swing store. They said they were gonna go. I said I'm not gonna go, but I didn't say I wouldn't go to Atlanta.
So. I mean, your stomping grounds
was what?
Was in Georgia, there. You know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying. So of course you wouldn't mind going back and taking the gander at all those. Open fields that you've seen, and you know,
but thinking about the lady PA, I mean, you know, like she just said just now, Mari, you know, that gotta be true, man. Like, so what was the baby all? So most people were saying that it already had like some kind of like drugs in it. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I mean, it might have been for the guys. You know,
could have been.
Oh, man. Dude, you know, some of them cats don't care. I'm pretty sure at no pre-calls, the pH balance was not on that priority list.
Probably not.
But y'all know that's going to be the trial of the century right there. Remember when OJ, that stuff would happen with OJ, and OJ, they had OJ to show the gloves. And all this stuff like that, and he tried to put the glove on, and he couldn't, and it was like, if the glove don't fit, you must have quit. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So we can imagine, like, you know, and then all of a sudden they got him on a suicide watch, and man, it's all kind of stuff that's going on, man. And then they say he ain't eating it because he think he gonna get poison and all that stuff like that, and you know. So this is a crazy time right here, but
when you said that, message we need to... the first thing popped in my mind was him standing up, talking about his lawyer talking about if the baby oil don't grip, we must acquit. I see that.
Oh shit!
Him sitting there trying to bobble the baby oil and shit. See, I got no grip for it.
Oh hell.
Well, G-Man and Will, for Christmas, Drawer needs some silicone.
Uh-oh. I'm not gonna get wrapped up in Callie. See, Callie, you're not gonna have me stuck like you had G-Man and Dale stuck last week.
Yeah.
I heard the laughing in the background. I heard that laughing. You know damn well I'm right. OMG. I'm trying to take you seriously, G-Man. Guess what they did to that glove? They put that damn glove in the damn washer and put it on the freaking high, hot heat shrink real quick and then took it back to the court. What the hell? Please.
That sound just about right. That's what probably happened. But
I know you didn't just say that. You did not just say that, did you? Oh my god. We don't need no damn oil to grip anything. We naturally grip stuff. We don't need no oil.
Oh shit, we had another message.
G-Man, you do remember where I live, right? Where do I live, G-Man? I live in Atlanta. Okay. Where do the Bulldogs live? In Athens. My son went to the University of Georgia. Yes, he did. So I am for the Bulldogs.
Well, you know what? I think that's going to be a nice party, but a nice situation for you when you go to your son's house and all that stuff like that, and y'all like happy and all that stuff like that, then all of a sudden Alabama just beat y'all down tonight and everybody gets sad. You know what I'm saying?
Let's just hope and pray
nobody grab their TV and take it on the outside and dump it or throw the remote control at the TV, because that's what might happen tonight. You know.
That's only Cowboys fans.
that is true.
Yeah, that's only Cowboys fans.
But no, think about it too. Now it's a bunch of Redskins that do the same thing too. Now Redskins fans is, you know, I remember this time I went to Hickory Tavern, and all of a sudden, man, I forgot that Redskins were playing against Dallas. You should have seen how many Redskins fan and Dallas fan was in that restaurant that day. You know what I'm saying? So these people actually take this stuff to heart. They got all the jersey, the car painted a certain way, and the hat on. It's crazy.
Yeah, I thought they were going to get beat. But I was hoping they were going to get beat either way.
Okay.
Oh, can you get it to go?
Yeah.
Well, see, that ain't going to happen, G-Man, because you know what? Nick Saban is not there. Do you know who Nick Saban is? Do you know who Nick Saban is? He's gone. He out of the picture. So they got a new coach. So we're going to see about this. But it's okay. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're going to lose, though. But it is being played in Alabama. So, yeah.
Yeah, y'all going to lose. Y'all got Ken. Alabama has Ken. I forgot his last name. And he's from the University of Washington. Y'all got Kirby. You know what I mean? And his last name is Smart, right? He gonna look kind of dumb tonight. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
I don't know. So, look, Callie, I need you to actually, when you at your son's house, take your time tonight. Don't get mad. Don't get aggressive. Don't look at the TV. Look, just take your time tonight. Don't throw anything. Please, take your time. You know?
Ha, ha, ha. That was funny, G-Man.
But y'all know, so if y'all think about every single thing that's going on, for real, man, this is a crazy world here, man. This is a crazy, crazy world, man. Like, you still got the and I hate to switch topic right quick because I was thinking about it, but you still got the war in Ukraine with Russia, and you got all these other kind of wars that going on, and then you got a war in the United States going on with, you know, with the two different parties and... You know what I mean? It's crazy that how this world is set up now. You know what I'm saying? Like, regardless of whoever be the president, regardless of anything, we still going to have a war on the inside, because we're going to think that the other 4 years that this person didn't do that or they didn't do that, taxes going to be high, gas prices going to be this, inflation going to be one thing, mortgage rate going to go up. You know what I'm saying? You know, it always happen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
So, for me, I look at it like, shoot, you know, like when them stimulus check came out and all that stuff like that, and where they were passing around them check for COVID, and somebody had to pay for that stuff. You know, I heard somebody the other day said, man, we got the $1,200, and man, we got to thank the president for giving it, but he don't understand that somebody had to pay for that. You know what I'm saying? We pay for that. You know what I mean? Why you think a lot of people that used to get a bunch of money on their, you know, taxes and all this stuff, like, they ain't getting out all that $6,000 and $7,000 like they used to get before, you know? But nobody's thinking about that. They're just thinking about, like, hey, man, this person is not qualified to be president. This person got more education, they're educated more of a business mind and all this stuff like that. And when this person was in office, they had more money and all this stuff like that. Yeah, I heard it all, but it's not true. I mean, you know, it's how the way it all works out, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you gotta have the right house, you gotta have the right Senate and all that stuff like that, for anything to work out, you know? Like, former president said the other day, he said, man, you think that, you know, you gotta have Senate to back you, or the House to back you, for the Senate to back you, for you to pass anything. That's crazy. So all that talking that all both of them doing is like, you need like-minded people and prayed up people to actually be able to pass your agenda.
That's why we need Newt Gingrich.
Who? What?
And we need Dick Cheney, man.
I'm going with that one.
Come on, to kill him.
Don't slide.
Yeah, we need Dick Cheney, or we need Vagina Williams. You ever heard of Vagina Williams?
So who?
Vagina Williams. She's the mayor of some place in the United States, but she do very well. She can make everything work out. You know what I'm saying? For some of these older guys. Vagina Williams.
Gotcha.
You talking about you one of them older guys? What are you talking about?
No, we're not doing that today.
We're not doing what today?
Right now,
you are the oldest person in the podcast right now, because the other two aren't here.
As of right now, nobody else know that, but we ain't doing that today.
Everybody know that. On topic. Everybody know that.
God, dog, bro. We staying on topic. We staying right on topic. What is topic today? If it's on our mind, it's on our talk. You know what I'm saying? We staying on topic.
Because you said Vagina Williams and older guys, and I'm like, well, hell, you one of them. So I was just saying.
Well, I'm talking about these people that, you know, like do anything for the vajayjay. You know what I mean? You got people that do things for, you know, the penis. So you gotta have people that do things for the vajayjay. You know what I'm saying? You know, we can't sit in and say P. Diddy is the only person that do things for the I won't even say what he does, because I don't even know. I ain't never seen the video, but a lot of people think that he did a lot of stuff. A lot of people think that he did a lot of stuff with the guys. You know what I'm saying? But we ain't never seen it. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Oh shit! A message.
G-Man, what are you talking about? What are you talking about throwing things?
Decisions.
What decision?
I don't know. It felt good at the time when me saying it.
Oh.
I really had nothing else behind it though.
My mind. Oh.
Mm-mm.
It'd be like that sometimes.
Oh yeah. So I'm gonna get ready to run up in this piece so I can try to get done and get back by 12.
Mm.
Good gosh. Mm. You still working?
No, I was done at like 9 something. So it was no orders that came in since it was a storm. So I'm gonna run up in this bitch and try to run back out again.
Mm.
Well,
so hopefully I'm That's after I heard Gerard charging up.
Charging up what?
Said he got two tree women he gotta go spoke at, so said he gotta go ahead and get his vibe on and, you know, have his own little freak off going.
I don't know what the fuck you talking about. Yeah, I'm lost. I don't know what you're talking about. We're lost. I don't know what you're talking about.
Said you gonna do your freak offs.
No.
Yeah, that's what you said. You said you had to put stuff on the charger.
I never put what stuff on the charger.
That's what I was trying to figure out, because I was like, damn, I could have sworn you had two wands in there, but okay.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
You remember that's why you said you got the two drop cords in the car? I think you're living on the head by plugging that shit into a drop cord, but, you know, peace is on.
Yeah, I'm going to play this message because I'm lost right now.
Cali girl, have fun with your son and family, in-laws, fellas. Y'all have a great rest of the Saturday, and y'all better start getting back on Friday. I waited for y'all on Friday. Stick to the plan. I'll see y'all next time.
We'll be back next Friday. Yeah. We decided to just do a little pop-up show today since we didn't get to do one last night.
Yeah. With everything that was going on yesterday and all that stuff, like that, the weather and the power, and you know what I mean? So, yeah, we just decided to do one today, but we definitely going to be doing one next week, Friday. So, Amari, we need to see you next Friday. We missed you last week. It was, look,
and then, you know,
before you go, and it was a lot.
G-Man, tell the truth why we didn't do the show yesterday. We didn't do the show yesterday because Ro was feeling some type of way because his shipment of anal beads didn't show up. That's why we didn't do the show last night.
I mean, hey, look. They said they want to walk around like a damn pony, and they want the tail hanging out the back. I'm like, hey, look. You got to give them what they asked for, baby.
I'm just saying. That's what he was upset. That's why we didn't do the show last night.
You know, you was the one that said, hey, look, this is how you supposed to keep your ladies.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said, sir.
I'm just trying to live up to what you told me.
No.
And I'm trying to carry this
good advice. All I know was I got off work and I was like, we pushing the show the next week. And then you was like, we're going to have to. I was like, why? I mean, I said, why are you talking to me all aggressive? He said, because my shit didn't come in. What shit didn't come in? What are you talking about? And he said, that's when he told me. He said, the shipment of anal beads didn't come in. He said, the lube came in, but the anal beads didn't come in. I said, oh, shit.
Now tell the rest of the story when you said, hey.
That was all the story. That was it. Sure. I said, well, I guess we'll do the show next week.
No, what you said was, did you make sure you ordered from the site I told you to? Because you said they give you free expedited shipment. See, you leaving that part of the story out.
Oh, shit.
Just saying.
I don't know.
The whole story. Is all I'm saying.
I told that. That's the only part of the story I know. I don't know.
You sent me some links. You said, "Hey, look, this like the best site."
Whatever links I sent came from G-Man.
You sent a lot of links.
I got them. I forward the links that he sent me.
I ain't got no part of you. I ain't got no part in that. Look, you brought it up, so you know more about it than we do.
G-Man is, like he said, older. G-Man is older than us. He's worldly. We already know how men from Charleston are. We know everything about
that's the first time in a while I heard about anal beads, and you brought it straight up. So you know a lot about that.
I know nothing about it. All I know is you sent me the link, and I just sent it to Ro.
Well, obviously you sent us the link because now we talking about it.
Nah. We got like 3 minutes.
Oh, Mari, I definitely am going to have fun. Yeah, I'm going to bounce out of here in a minute. I got about 10 minutes before I got to get on the road. I will have fun, and y'all have a good evening. Yep. I'll see y'all at the end of the week. Next week.
All right, Callie.
Well, gentlemen, this sounds pretty fucking gay. You was trying to act like bro was gay because he ordered anal beads and lube, and then it turns out you sent him your specialty websites. Man, ain't this some shit?
What?
Yeah, what it was. I only sent whatever the fuck you posted on stereo. Talking about some. Yeah, if you use this link, it's 25% off on the first order. So I'm just saying. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh God. Oh, my side hurts.
But when you come into the end of a conversation, then that's what happens. You make a jackass out yourself. That's what happens.
Oh God.
It's not a game you want to play. Not a game. I let a lot of shit slide. Not today, Jack.
Oh, Jesus.
Because it's funny how people come into a show and they hear something, and the first thing they want to say is somebody's gay. So normally the person that shoots the shit out, that's really... Yeah. That's their true nature. That's what they are. Yeah. They're just trying to put it on you. You know what I'm saying?
Trying to say like those Republican politicians that be up in the airport with their foot underneath the stall and shit.
Yeah.
Got them loafers tapping the side of other loafers.
Mm-hmm. But it, you know what I mean? Because if you knew the dynamic of the podcast, then you would know. Obviously, you don't listen to us. So sometimes it's better to shut the fuck up and not say shit. Just listen.
It look like you got on some white cotton Dockers.
Got me fucked up. You don't even know my pedigree.
Oh, shit.
Hey, they don't know you put Pitbull and Rockwilder.
Yeah,
you,
I don't know.
You're always in attack.
They don't know. But if you don't know, ask your mama about them. She know me. Got me all out of character and shit.
What mom dudes call you, Melvin? From Baby Boy.
That nigga know. That motherfucker know who I am. I was that nigga frying, cooking them goddamn eggs with no goddamn drawers on.
When you come in it, boy, when you come in this house, you better go ahead and speak to Melvin.
What's up, little nigga?
Oh, shit.
Oh, he got two message on there. Should we entertain this?
No, because all that's going to happen is I'm going to cut the message out because I'm not going to take stupid shit to other platforms.
Yeah.
See, I learned my lesson dealing with dumb motherfuckers and carrying shit to other platforms and then giving them a little bit of clout. So no, that shit can sit there. We control this.
Damn, that's kind of fucked up, don't you think?
Okay. Life is fucked up, then you die. And what?
You know what? You gonna
I don't give a good goddamn.
You gonna treat baby boy like that? He come in, He just sitting there minding his business playing video games, and you gonna run up behind him and start choking him out and shit. Yeah, little nigga, breathe.
Like Charles Barkley said.
Oh god.
Sitting in your mama basement, listening to stereo with goddamn cookie crumbs all over your goddamn shirt, worrying about what the fuck we talking about.
So think about it too. A lot of people don't have anything else to do other than do what they do. And that's be what they are. That's jackass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, we try to actually be positive and try to actually spend some narrative on different kind of conversation, and not to be like all over the place and, you know, like talking about this and talking about that people want us to actually talk about. We just talking about things that goes on. We ain't saying nothing about no game. You get what I'm saying?
That's why I said most people who come in the room and that's what they want to throw in there. That's just what they the ones. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I saw.
Man, fucked up. Oh, y'all dick in the booty. Like that.
Oh, hey, Ro.
Huh?
Hey, Ro. Oh, dick in the booty ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? Up there talking about some, man, y'all gay. What the fuck you talking about?
Oh, y'all gonna do me like that? Listen, he just said he's so sick of love songs. That's all. You know what I'm saying? I don't treat the man like that. We the goat, Melvin.
Oh, shit.
Pressing the button, smoking a goddamn cherry blend.
But, like I said, we'll be back on next Friday. We're going to be all five of us will be back.
Yeah, that's right. And hey, brother, man, just go ahead and bring yourself next Friday so we can have a very deep, transparent. Don't come in till the end. Come in at the beginning. We'll be on at 6:05 or something like that. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But other than that, we appreciate everyone else that came through. You know what I'm saying? This is a little pop-up show, you know.
Yes, sir.
We're not going to be on for 2 hours like we normally are. Because, like, you know, we have people that listen to us outside of stereo. So we wanted to make sure that we had some type of content for tonight, well, for this week.
That's right. But I'm good over here.
Yeah.
All right, fellas.
Yes, sir. All right.
So I'll let you
know. I got a mama. I got a mama I got to go see. So let me go ahead and get off him.
Well, before you go, I just want to let you know this. You know, when you notice some shit not right, bag up, check your stool, think about it. See y'all next week.
What the fuck does that even mean? We get no clarification, huh? Alright, man. Alright, like we said, we appreciate everyone that listened. We appreciate everyone that left messages. This show will be posted tonight. And
yes, sir.
I also want to thank our listeners in the UK. And let them know that we do not sit in our mama basement with cookie crumbs on our chest hair and shit, worrying about what other motherfuckers say on stereo.
Yes,
and I'm out.
God damn, Melvin. Peace.